Wouldn't you like to live in the world of pure imagination? Okay, maybe not, but how about some comic improvisation? We don't got a script, we're too lazy to write one. If you got a problem with that, then boy, you can bite one. We're the Louisville Improvisers. Oh, wait a minute. Making fun of shit up today. Louisville Improvisers. Making fun of shit up. Make you laugh and spit up. Making fun of shit up today.
What happens next with Louisville Improvisers?
Hey.
Yeah.
That was a good dinner, wasn't it?
That was really nice. Baked beans on a Saturday night.
I mean, who thought? You know, that was like my childhood.
I know. You laughed when I turned that crock pot on 4 days ago.
I know, and but I thought, crock pot, seriously? And then,
what did you think of the brown bread? That's a New England staple.
Well, at first,
some molasses bread. I know you just had it, but I'm describing it as if you weren't sure of what it was.
Well, no.
And it's in a coffee can. You slice it up, round.
I thought it was a really nice touch. You know, I mean, because it's, you know, here we are. It's sort of, can I say this? It reminded me of home, even though we never had it at home.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. It's comfort food. It's my
comfort
food.
I felt comforted by it. I mean, at first I was repulsed.
Yeah, I know
just
you
by
were.
The idea and the look.
But
once I had it in my mouth.
How many times have you said that?
Too many to.
Yeah.
Too many to count. If I had a dollar.
And you do.
That's how I got it, actually.
See, we don't. I've said this before. We said it over dinner. I think we're just fine without him.
Look. Mm-hmm. We should probably have a talk when he gets back.
Yeah.
And we're actually better.
Better than ever, except for, I mean, look around out here. That, like, the shrubs need tending.
All right, I mean, like, okay,
yep.
Look.
That heliotrope needs trimming.
Well, let's just, you know, and you know, the rhododendrons are dead. The ficus is, okay, pardon the expression, fucked. And so
let's see if he's
willing.
We'll
just hire him. Leave the performing aspect of the group and just handle landscaping.
Contract labor. Yes.
Okay, that'd be great. You know what, dude? This is great, but it's such a beautiful Saturday night. And, God, the weather's nice here down by the river. Yeah, smell the river.
You want to walk this off?
Let's just walk it off. Let's just take a quick walk.
Here, don't come through the trellis.
Okay.
What?
God. You can.
Is
it me or can you just hear
it? It's in the air. Is it a
train?
Is it a train?
It might be a train.
What is it, a cat? Is it a gate? Is it a squeak?
Wow.
Was it a squeaky gate?
I don't know. Is it on there?
Is it the TV antenna on top of the
Well, it's pretty
manor?
Windy.
Yeah.
Is it a child crying for its mother?
Is it?
Oh, that's definitely.
What is that? Is it? Well, there's the silhouette against the moon.
Against the
moon. Looks like the devil himself.
Oh, my God. The devil went down to rubber town.
Yeah, do you see that? Who's that fiddler?
Wait, let's get closer.
Yeah.
Mountains, yes, way up in the hills. There used to be a mountain man, we called him Fiddlin' Will. Now he could play most anything, and some say he could sing. And the one thing that he liked to do best was sawing on them strings. So get out your fiddle and rosin up your bow. Look at old Willie's patty stove. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Old man picking and sawing on a string. Always had to wait on Will for the frolic to be complete. When he come down from the mountaintop, all the gals begin to sway. Sometimes he'd play that old five string until the break of day. So get out your banjo, tighten up your hide, tell all the young folks get inside. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Old man picking in a song on a string. roll up your rug and kick up your heels. We'll dance all night to pretend you're real. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Old man picking and a song with a string.
Oh man!
Holy Chris, cow!
When have we ever danced like that? Oh my gosh!
It's been years. Oh my God, Jesus! I lost your shoe. I lost Jesus and my glasses. Wow! What's your wait, Tom?
Chris?
Holy!
What? What?
Wait. Okay, first of all,
you know this magnificent fiddler.
I feel like, wait. First of all, Tom Cunningham. He's a local musician, fiddler, storyteller. He's a friend of mine. Hey, Tom. This is
Hey, no, nice to meet you, man. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I didn't realize that was you up there dancing on the shore
of the mighty Ohio. Well, I mean, like we were just out for a walk. You know, this is our place.
I didn't know you could clog like that. I mean, really, never seen it.
Well,
I've never seen a clogging like that before, to tell you the truth.
Well, first of all, thank you. And I can't even tell you how many clogs I lost in the river.
Oh, man.
Well, God, I mean, what the?
It's great, but it's odd. What are you doing out here?
Oh, just sitting out here practicing my fiddle, you know. Just I thought it was a quiet place. I didn't think anybody was going to come along and bother
me. Well, we just had a delicious baked bean
Brent, have
supper.
Baked bean with brown bread? You familiar with it?
Well, I've had baked beans before. I don't know about that brown
bread.
Yeah,
brown bread.
It's better than you think, Tom.
Red hot dogs, bright red hot dogs.
Oh,
weren't those good?
Oh man, they were good. Yeah, yeah. Well,
that sounds pretty good. You have any left?
I do. I've got a couple in my pocket.
You're in the fanny pack here.
I'm a musician, I'm kind of hungry. You know? Well,
you more than earned, my friend.
Well, here's I got our Louisville Improvisers fanny pack. Let me just take that out. Here's a hot dog, and then we have a cup of baked beans.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
And then condiments. We got hot sauce.
Yeah, there's some horseradish there.
And I've got some soy sauce.
I don't know why you brought.
Well, normally it goes with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes with a lot of things.
But I think hot sauce goes with everything. So.
Yeah, it does. Well, I've got both. And Tom, this is great, man. I'm not gonna call security, but.
How'd you get in here?
Yeah, how'd you get on the property? Did you climb the fence? Or?
I was canoeing down the river.
Oh. And
I just pulled over because I thought I would
sit
on the banks and play my fiddle a little bit.
I mean, it was a magical experience. I'm not going to lie, man. Before I even knew it was you, I was just like.
That was heavenly. Well, you do this every week? How often are you out here?
No, this is my first time here. But I guess my canoe got lost coming down the river.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, that happens. The currents in that river, pretty strong.
Oh, they don't know. Yeah. We lost Alec in a canoe for a while.
Oh, is that right?
He came back, though.
He came back. He found his way back. But anyway.
Well, how do you two know each other?
Well, Tom,
we've known each other for years.
Well, okay. Once upon a time, I fancied myself. I went to a couple of contra dances, and then, and I love to dance, as you know, with the clogging. I mean, it's
natural. You're just a natural.
I have a natural rhythm.
Innate.
I mean, certainly, obviously, I don't clog in the traditional way.
No, there was nothing traditional about what you were just doing.
Definitely not traditional.
But when I feel it, I mean, you know me. I mean, I love music, and I met him through our good buddy and Tom. It's weird, and this is John Gage.
John Gage was it? Yeah,
we met. Yes, for John Gage.
Yeah, he was on the porch last week.
And this is weird. We were just talking about you, man.
Yeah, really?
Fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
Dare I say?
Dare you say synchronistic?
Mm. Oh, yeah. John's a great guy, and I've been friends with him for years. Been on his radio show a few times, and
we
appeared. On the front page of the Courier Journal just a few weeks ago, John and I dancing.
Really?
Together, yes.
Boy, we should start reading the Courier Journal.
Well, it doesn't take you long.
Nah. That's the beauty.
That's right.
If you've got 5 minutes, we've got right. the news.
I'll tell you, I usually finish it by the time I'm done with my bowl of cereal.
Well, that's what I was going to say, by the time you finish your dump. But that would have been rude.
Yeah.
That would have been rude.
That would have been rude, Chris, boy.
Boy, well, well, God, I mean, why don't you stand closer to the oil drum so we can see you? Yeah. Because we usually come down on a nice summer night. Well, it's not summer yet, but we come down by the river and throw a couple of rags in the oil drum and just kind of.
Well, yeah, if you can ignore all the trash that's piled up here on the side of the river, it's a pretty place.
It's really, I don't know that I'd call it trash, would you?
Bicycle wheels and tires.
We call it recycling.
Yeah.
Recycling, and one man's treasure is another man's.
Well, trash, I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, you may have more of a point than we realized, yeah.
That thing is all fired up, though. You can't have just been playing it for the last few minutes. Have you been playing it today?
Well, I played at the Maple Syrup Festival up in Salem.
Oh!
That was today.
God.
Oh, yeah,
I missed it. We gotta. We have to sync up our calendars, man, because I have it written down, but it didn't go into my phone.
And I have it on my phone, but I didn't have it written down.
Okay. Well, you're a professional. The Maple Syrup. Oh, yeah, yeah. We got it. We
try to get out there every year.
Because Brian's from Maine, so he's a big.
Oh, he's a big.
I would have been magnificent today. I would have made something else to go along with the baked beans.
Ooh.
A little maple syrup in the baked
beans. Maybe some fritters.
Yeah, some fritters. Oh, jeez. I'm getting hungry again. Yeah.
Have a hot
Yeah, I'm gonna have you're not gonna finish. Are you gonna finish
you can
that?
Have that? Yeah, you can finish.
No, it's yours. But yeah. I'm just saying, if you don't want it,
I'll survive. I've got rations here.
Did they feed you at the maple syrup festival?
Yeah, you get pancakes with maple syrup on them, and some sausages, and
sweet, and no pun intended.
And I got some barbecue chicken, but I forgot it. I left it up.
You got it, and then you forgot it.
Yeah, I did.
It's still out there.
Yeah.
And you played out there today.
Played out there and did my Fiddle Tales show, my storytelling and singing and fiddling.
Oh, yeah.
And then I sat in with a bluegrass band.
Bluegrass. Oh, yeah. That sounds fantastic.
It was fun. Up in the mountain, up in the hills there and outside of Salem, it's fun.
Salem? Oh, yeah. Indiana or?
Massachusetts.
Indiana. I was going to say, or Massachusetts. The witch trials? Or?
No, this is the biggest maple syrup making operation in Indiana.
No kidding. Well, that means it's big.
Well, that comparatively, it's definitely big.
Oh, well, everything, yeah, comparatively.
Everything is big in Indiana.
Well, things are bigger in Indiana because we ain't got nothing.
That's what the sign says when you cross the river, isn't it?
Things are bigger in Indiana. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I've seen that. So.
Yeah, I'm usually driving like 90, but yeah, I haven't had a chance. Yeah.
That's all right. Well, you'll be slowing down once they put the toll booth in.
No kidding, man.
Chris says he's refusing to pay.
Here's the thing about the toll. I think it's just basically to keep people out of Louisville, right?
I think so. It's like New Jersey, right?
Exactly.
You have to pay to leave New Jersey.
Exactly. Right? So you're going to have to pay to leave Indiana, but not, you know.
We're starting a ferry service.
We are. Actually, so it's weird you should say, the canoe came up because the dock, we have a little bit of a dock, as you can see, but we're talking about, increasing it and maybe have a ferry and, the Rubbertown River Tour. We're going to start.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
I think it'd be, look, nobody else is doing it, okay?
That's right. Yeah, nobody else is doing it. Yeah, you won't have any competition, will you?
Well, we're I'm a ground floor kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
fiddle stories? Man. You said fiddle
yeah.
stories?
Fiddle
yeah.
stories.
What's a fiddle
yeah.
story? You want to,
well,
I mean.
You want to hear a story?
I do. I actually do.
Here, set yourself down here, Chris.
Oh. And Tom, yeah.
Well, let me tell you a story, son.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's a story about a fella. He's a farmer down in eastern Kentucky. He's been living down there all his life. He's gotten into a little bit of a routine over the years. And so every morning it's the same thing. He comes down and sits at his kitchen table and he drinks his coffee and he reads his newspaper. Now, this one particular morning, and I believe it must have been about halfway through the second cup of coffee, because he was just about halfway through the second section of the newspaper, and he's sitting there at his kitchen table, and he heard this sound from the back room of the farmhouse, and it sounded like this. And he knew what that was, of course. But I bet you don't. Uh-uh. No. Well, that's a sound. That's the sound of a mouse being caught in a mouse trap.
Oh.
Poor little guy.
Now this fella, he's been living on farms all his life. And he knows if you live on farms, you probably have mice. It just sort of goes with the territory. So he, and it didn't bother him until they started getting into his cornflakes. He didn't have anything for breakfast. So at that point, he had to do something about the mouse problem. The first thing he did, he went out and got himself a...
A cat?
He got a cat. Very good. You're catching on to this little game.
I feel good.
And it worked pretty good for a while. Kept the mouse population down to a manageable level. And everything was going pretty good until that cat got a little older and lazier and didn't feel like chasing mice around anymore. So now he had to resort to mouse traps. Now, on this particular day, he knew that that was just his last mouse trap. But he also knew it was not his last mouse. So he decided that his job for the day was going to be to go down to the store and get some more mouse traps. Of course, being on a farm, he had to take care of his chores before he could do anything else. He had to go out back and milk the...
Goat. Cow.
Cow, very good.
Almond.
Milk the soy. Yeah. So he took care of that, and then he had to slop the...
Wife.
And the pigs.
And the... Well, okay, let's...
And he had to get some hay for the...
Horse.
The horse, that's right. And he had to get those eggs from the...
Well, those chickens are... Chickens are brilliant.
Dan, they can dance. Dance, chicken, dance.
That's right. Yeah, take care of those chickens. And he finished all that stuff up, and he goes to go back in the house, and he opens that back screen door.
Ooh, that sounds like ours. Yeah.
He says, I got to do something about that one of these days. Get some oil on that hinge. And he walks in the house. He tells his wife, he says, I've got to go down to the store. I need to get some more mousetraps. And he walks out the front door of the farmhouse, and he just as he gets to his old truck, he stops and he realizes something. He turns around, walks back up to the farmhouse, and he
knocks on the door?
He knocks on the door. That's right, Chris. And now his wife was ready for him because he's getting a mite forgetful in his age. She knows he does this periodically. She opens the door and she hands him his keys. He walked out without his keys again.
Oh.
Now, that's not as bad as the last time that happened. Last time that happened, he got about 3 miles down the road before he realized that he had forgotten his keys.
So, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
If you can drive 3 miles without your keys.
It was tough. It was really tough. So this time he's walking down the walkway, and he looks over his neighbor's yard. And out in his neighbor's yard, his neighbor's out there, and he's...
Chopping down a tree.
He's chopping
wood, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Wants to make sure he's got plenty of wood to keep him warm for the winter. He looks up at his neighbor's porch and...
There's a shark on it.
And not yet.
He has a whistling lung.
No, that's his neighbor's wife. She's up on the porch. Now, I'm not sure if she's rocking in a rocking chair or swinging in a porch chair.
Oh, yeah.
Get full credit for either answer.
Oh, we're being judged. Okay.
So he waves howdy to his neighbors, and he gets in his old truck, and he puts the key in the ignition, and he puts his foot on the gas pedal. He turns the key in.
Oh, we recognize that sound. Yeah, dead battery.
Sounds like your car, yeah.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Well, he decides to pat on the accelerator, try to get that gas moving in the fuel line. Sometimes that helps a little bit.
Yep. So
he turns the key again.
He's going to flood it.
Yeah, he is.
Flooding it.
He is.
Well, you know, it is an old truck, and it is a cold morning, and it doesn't always start right the first time, or I guess even the second time, but it's a good old truck. He knows that once he gets it going, it'll run just fine. So he turns the key again.
Come on. There we go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And the race is on.
So he backs down the driveway. He puts in a gear, and he heads up the road.
He's really going.
Yeah.
He's over the hill. Yeah. I can barely see him.
Picking up speed there, shifting gears. And he heads around the bend by his neighbor's place, and he hears.
And they're shooting at him.
No, it's his neighbor's dog.
Oh! Why is he shooting at the dog?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, guys.
No. No, because that's wrong.
That's wrong. That would be wrong. Yeah, he gets about a mile down the road, and there, you know, there's only one traffic light in this whole part of the county. But, of course, it has turned red just as he gets to it. So he stops at the traffic light. He's kind of sitting there daydreaming, looks back over his shoulder, and...
Oh, a beautiful girl walks
by.
Sure enough. You guys know what that
looks
like.
Yeah, we know that sound.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Oh, there's
a
train. There's a train coming.
No,
look
that's
out.
That's the fellow behind him honking.
Oh, okay,
the lights turned green.
Boy, I got nervous. I got nervous.
I thought everyone was going to be
wiped out. I'm not
going
to get hit by another train, damn it.
Well, he's picking up speed there, and he heads up onto the highway. He's just cruising down that highway, minding his own business. But that's when he hears the...
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah.
The police.
Damn.
Yeah, sure enough. He looks in his rearview mirror, and there's a police car right behind him. So he pulls over to the right lane, but that police car speeds on past.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
Ooh, dodged a bullet.
Yeah, right. He's after somebody else this time.
Okay.
And then, wait, behind that police car.
Oh, an English police.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Exactly.
They're after somebody really bad this time.
Boy, the international police are in town.
Yeah, that's right. International criminal. Wait, listen to this one. That's the English police car with the Doppler effect taken into consideration.
Okay.
For all you big...
There's a lot going on in this little town.
All you big band
fans. Absolutely, yeah. Well,
can
yeah.
understand that one.
Yeah.
All right, so the police cars disappear over the horizon, and he's driving down the road, and he sees an exit ramp ahead, and he pulls off on that exit ramp, and he drives down the side road a little ways, and he sees this old house by the side of the road, and this dilapidated old mansion. Mm. Looks like nobody's lived there for years. All the weeds are grown up. Oh, is it your house?
It sounds like our place.
Oh, yeah, okay. And, you know, the paint's peeling and everything. But he pulls in the driveway, and he gets out of the car, and he's... He's walking through all the dried up leaves that are piled up in the yard, and he walks up to the front door, and he sees the front door is open.
Uh-oh.
And he pushes it, and it opens. And he walks in the house, and there's nobody in there. And then he hears
blood dripping.
Footsteps.
Oh.
Footsteps.
Closer. And then.
Oh no.
Oh.
He runs out of the house. He runs out the back door, and there's a swimming pool right outside the back door. I don't know why they put a swimming pool. He falls in the swimming pool, and that's when he hears the.
Oh no.
That's right, they have a pet shark in their swimming pool.
Oh.
Never thought of that. He jumps out of the pool and he runs back to his car and he gets his car started.
He gets out of there. Come on.
He gets away from that haunted house.
Come on.
Go, farmer, go.
Go, that's right. The shark is chasing him down the road.
That's a British shark, you can tell.
British shark. And he gets away from the shark, and he gets to the store and gets those mouse traps. Now he's coming back from the store, and that's when he runs into the.
What's happening there, Chris?
That's a train crossing.
Oh no!
The gate's coming down. The bell's ringing.
You can beat it, farmer. You can beat it.
Well, he decides he better stop for the train.
Oh, good.
He looks down the track, and off in the distance, he can see that train coming. And the train gets closer and closer, and he realizes it's not just any ordinary train, it's the Orange Blossom Special, the most famous train fiddle tune ever written.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's a hell of a day.
That is.
For the farmer, Chris. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Flashbacks?
Oh, geez, yeah. Well, that was...
Chris's great-grandfather was a farmer.
He was. And you described him.
My heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, no, it was a hard life. But it was an honest life.
I respect how he almost was killed by a shark, but still went about...
That was the hook. I mean, because at first I was like, no, there's no way.
He's going to give up.
He's going to give up. He's just going to throw the towel in.
You're right.
And then, did I tell you that story? Because I'm right down to the shark.
The shark, yes. No, I
didn't. Didn't I tell you how my grandfather lost his leg?
I didn't. I never heard that story.
Yeah, it was a public swimming pool.
And there was a shark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it was off season.
Yeah.
So the kids weren't there.
Is the shark there to keep the alligators down?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, yeah. What you did with the story was amazing. That was.
Well, thank you.
Brought it to life. That was super cool.
But yeah. I got to tell you, I got a little.
Your grandfather didn't do it with a fiddle?
He did not. No. He only played the spoons.
Oh, the spoons.
But, you know, he was a man of limited means.
Man, yes. But he had two spoons.
Okay, here's the deal. I mean, he had two spoons.
He had to save up for those, probably.
Well, no, He worked hard.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, if we're talking, one of the spoons was a gift.
Oh.
So he only earned enough to get one spoon.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because, you know, a man of limited means, it's hard to see how he could afford two spoons.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, he was kind of the generation where you don't just flaunt your spoons.
Right.
Not like today.
People are wandering around. You know, I got spoons. I got forks.
Right.
I don't even need them.
I got china. I don't even need them. I don't even use them.
Chopsticks? Do you have chopsticks? Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's luxury.
Yeah, it's a life that, you know, he certainly doesn't know anything about.
We don't realize how spoiled we are today.
We have no idea.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And the kids, and that's why you just brought it all back for me. That was just fantastic.
That's a fiddle story. That was
great.
That
is a fiddle story. That was beautiful.
A fiddle tale.
This is a fiddle tale. Sorry. Fiddle tale.
Yeah, a fiddle story.
It's right there. It's right there on the man's hat.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize. Yeah. Well,
fiddletales.com.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I could. It's weird. I mean, I could see that on your sandwich board now, but yeah, I didn't. Yeah, absolutely. No. I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
I tell you I'll be playing over at doing some fiddle tales over at the New Albany Library?
You are?
On April 5th at 6
that's
p.m.
Nice over there.
Okay.
5th. Yeah, it's a really nice little library.
6 p.m. April 5th.
At the
New Albany Library.
Do you need a card
to
get in?
Yeah.
No, you don't even need a library card.
Okay.
I used to work in a library.
Yeah.
It was great. You don't even need to be able to read to go to the library.
No.
Or work there, apparently.
Sure, I was a longtime visitor.
They just put you to work after a while.
They finally did. They said, if you're going to sleep here, you're going to work here.
Makes sense to me.
And I started shelving.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. It was great.
So you got the Dewey Decimal System down and all that?
They did. Well, the good thing is, you know, you can, yeah. I mean, I rounded up a lot.
You should see the bookshelves in our place.
Hey, when we're done here...
Yeah.
You should come up to the manor.
Okay.
Because we're here, you know. I mean, God, you know, it's wonderful to have you here.
I didn't even know it was right here. I mean,
it's you know, behind the hedge.
Stumbled upon it in my canoe.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so just come up to the manor. And then, you know, we've got, we still got some.
You got that air popper? Is that what you want?
That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you want?
Snacks. Yeah, I was thinking snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, kind of a late snack.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
I mean, unless you need to get back on the river, I mean...
Nothing like, well, I've got some time.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Nothing like sitting around the air popper and, with, you know...
And telling fiddle tales.
Hear one more song before... I don't want this moment to end.
I know,
before we go back
good.
Inside, could we
this
hear
is,
one
yeah,
more?
Yeah, it's getting a little cold. Yeah, maybe another song before we go, yeah.
Okay, let me try this one. Written by my friend Verlin Thompson.
Oh!
Big Nashville songwriter.
Okay.
My great-granddaddy, he made this fiddle. He carved it out of a maple tree. Strung it up with some old catgut, then he passed it on down the line to me. Carved his bow from a chestnut rail, haired it up with a stallion's tail. Got a rattlesnake rattle, rattling around in that old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down, ain't nothing like that old-time song. Take many a square dance, go around, it's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Well, gents to the middle and a do-si-do. Tap your foot to the rocking of the bow and the elbows on up and down. An old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Ain't nothing like that old-time sound. Take many a square dance, go around. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Well, this old fiddle, it's an old heirloom. It's been in the family since the crack of doom. I was lost till I found that old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Ain't nothing like that old time song. Take many a square dance, go around. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Ain't nothing like that old time song. Take many a square dance, go around. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down.
Look at that dancing, man.
Man, I'm telling you.
Oh,
you
man, that's amazing.
You lost your other clog.
Okay, you know what? I'm doing it barefoot.
Wait, although, I think it's floating down the river.
Yeah, that's all right. There's more where that came from. And the bad news is I think I just slipped the disc.
Oh, you need us to carry you?
Yeah, can you?
All right, we got you.
We got you. We'll get you back.
Let's just get on the back here, Brian.
Oh, you're sweaty.
I worked up the sweat. The best kind of sweat.
Oh, man, I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing so good. You got me.